American Indian Movement activist Leonard Peltier has served almost 30 years in prison for his role in the June 1975 murder of two FBI agents during a shootout on a South Dakota Indian reservation. He's still considered a hero by thousands of his supporters who believe he was framed by the FBI. That's what Paul DeMaine used to believe, too, but as editor of the Hayward, Wisconsin-based News from Indian Country, DeMaine spent the last decade investigating and publishing articles about the murder of one of Peltier's fellow activists, Anna Mae Aquash. He's now convinced Peltier is guilty and that Aquash was executed by Peltier's supporters because she knew that too. Next month, DeMaine will receive the Payne Award for Ethics in Journalism at the University of Oregon for his reporting. He says the award recognizes the pressures he faced while working on the story.
There was people who called and said my life was in danger. I was going to be killed for asking too many questions about Anna Mae. You know, I got a phone call from someone on the East Coast who knew someone in a prison in Colorado who were saying that there were several people there talking about how I was going to be dead within a certain amount of time.
But despite the threats, DeMaine stuck with the story. He says as he began publishing the names of people connected with the Aquash murder, others felt safe about coming forward.
There was people who read those documents and simply said, geez, there are no dark secrets anymore. I can talk more about this. I can actually call Paul DeMaine and say, he did a really good job on this. I've known this for this many years. I've been scared to talk about it. But now I can talk to you about it. I can talk to my family and friends about it.
But Leonard Peltier's attorney, Barry Bachrach, says DeMaine's claims about Peltier's guilt and his connection to Aquash's murder are patently false. Last month, he sent DeMaine a letter demanding he reveal his sources or face a libel suit.
For someone to make journalistic statements and stand behind sources, trusted, credible sources that he can't reveal, is not responsible journalism in my book. Particularly when you're accusing a person of a heinous crime.
DeMaine calls the threat of a lawsuit a bullying tactic, and he says as a reporter, he has the right to protect his sources.
Their names will be revealed at some point in the future when the right elements fall into place. And our conclusion in analyzing the letter is that we will not respond to it because our number one defense is the truth.
DeMaine says he'll continue to write stories about the Peltier case, and he says some of his sources may be indicted in an ongoing grand jury investigation into the Anna Mae Aquash murder. The first two indictments in that case were announced in late March. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.